long-term, the area of cooperation, of course, it is about the economy. So every country after COVID-19, we have been just reviving and getting back to normal. So New Year, Korea are no exceptions. We are on the way to come back to normal. And the economic condition is very important in that process. So my focus goes to the how to promote the cooperation in the area of economy. And climate change, as I mentioned, just has impact on the economy of the countries. So that is the one of the major areas. For instance, the cooperation goes two ways. The one is a bilateral way, and the other one is on the basis of multilateral the approaches. So New Year, Korea, and the regional or international the bodies such as Green Climate Fund or Green Growth the Institute, Global Green Growth Institute. So we have been engaged with the island states in cooperation with the GGGI. That's a kind of the trilateral partnership. So that kind of partnership will be moving on. And also we have a very good relations with other regional bodies such as APEC. So next year, 2025, Korea is hosting APEC Summit in Gyeongju. That is the historical city's most well-known and famous site. And that will be good momentum. And bilaterally, I think APEC is very important because the last couple of years, including New Year, five island states have been engaged in our program of cooperation in the meteorology research and cooperation. So the meteorology experts from New Year visited a couple of months ago in Korea and joining the programs to be training, watching, and then analyzing, and then finding a solution to the threats or challenges, you know, caused by the climate, the changes. And so that is the APEC Meteorology, you know, the Climate Change Center just opened many courses for the training ourselves in response to the challenges of the climate, the crisis. So that will be one model of cooperation. We are going to expand it, and that will be another momentum for us to be working with the New Year.